The old adage goes, one man's trash is another's treasure. In Roger Robinson's garden, that couldn't be truer for the special relationship he and his wife Pam have with their small family of worms. Almost daily, they place food scraps from their kitchen into a small bin, where the detritus is rapidly devoured and transformed into nutrient-rich organic soil. The process is called vermicomposting, and the Robinsons have been doing it for over 15 years.
Why is composting without worms a challenge in Alaska?
The heat. You got to get it hot. And so you need a really large pile, and a cubic yard of the right stuff, and then it has to really bake well. But worms do the same thing, and work stuff right down.
So they eat it, and their stomachs remove the pathogens, or
Somehow their digestive system removes. Now there's one pathogen that I'm aware of that they cannot destroy.
And this is when you're more concerned about human waste?
That's what the
human
waste.
You're not as worried about vegetable pasture.
Not at all. In fact, you shouldn't really, in a compost bin, you shouldn't really be throwing any animal products in a compost, even though they would break down. It's not recommended.
For half the year, their worms live outside in raised beds full of some of the healthiest fruits and vegetables around. A population also lives in their compost bin and speeds up the process of decomposition. It is unclear whether there are any worms native to Alaskan soils. The Robinsons purchase their worms and note that cold winters can devastate an outside worm population.
There are some introduced worms that seem to survive pretty good from year to year, but the Fish and Wildlife Service had done some research, and they first were documented down in the Kenai maybe like 75 years ago. They kind of came in, and they survived down to about 14 degrees Fahrenheit. So they can handle, if they can get down in the ground or down in a compost pile, at least their little eggs will survive.
So in the winter, the Robinsons take a few lucky worms inside. They live in a homemade worm bin stored in their crawl space. Unlike compost, the bin has almost no odor. The smell coming from the bin is earthy, much like soil. Worms kept at the right temperature will consume half their weight in kitchen waste a day. Using that simple formula, 1 pound of worms can process 3.5 pounds of food waste a week. Generously, Roger harvested some of his worms for me to take home.
Okay, so down in here, we're going to get you some worms. Gonna get down here. Oh yeah, see, they're starting to show up. See, there's one of them there. So let's get your we'll just start gathering them up here. The little guy, see the little worm? That one there, he's kind of not moving very fast, but he's alive, or it's alive. This is the kind of soil stuff too that's really, they love this soil stuff. Okay, here we are. There's more of them. Look at all those there. Oh, look at this big group of them here eating this stuff. Oh man, look at this.
We just hit the worm.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's enough for you guys to really get going, just that alone.
The soil worms create is technically called casting. It is dark, rich, and has two main advantages over store-bought fertilizers. First, castings have nutrient properties that are water-soluble and very easy for plants to digest. Worms have mouths but no teeth. In the muscular gizzard of the worm, small bits of composted food are ground and mixed in with soil, sand, or limestone from the ground. Worms are kind of like blenders. While some of the material provides instant energy to plants, they have also identified a second component in the castings that have a nutrient that releases more slowly into the soil. That is good for plants that receive a lot of moisture. Sometimes too much water carries fertilizers swiftly away from plants and into waterways. Worms are easy to please. Worms like fruits, vegetables, pulverized eggshells, coffee grounds. Worms can eat almost anything. Anything, including human waste. Poop! That gave Roger an idea. Roger has been working as a Denali Mountaineering Ranger for the National Park Service since the late 1970s. In that time, he has made resource management and specifically removing human waste and garbage from the pristine glacial environment a large focus of his work. Although there's still no evidence of ice worms in Denali National Park, it's too cold. Roger has been experimenting with worms and waste that has been flown off the mountain. For the last 2 years, he has been vermicomposting climber poop on the leach field in his own backyard. Roger will present his findings at the Sustainable Summits Conference next July in Colorado. For KTNA, this is Melis Cody.